Siddur Snippet Siddur is generally sponsored by the Miller family, Mary Joyce's father, Robert Siegel, Lazer Ruven, and Yitzchak Halevi, and by Yalad Avram, former four, Shlomo Hadassah, Racha Bas, Chana Golda. We have been making our way through Kedusha, the introduction to Kedusha, perhaps a fulfillment of even a mitzvah d'oraisa, when a person is committed, pledges, affirms that we are prepared to live a life of Kiddush Hashem, the Kadesh Hashem Chabba Olam. I want to sanctify your name, God, in this world. We last left off the many Makoros, Yeshaya, Yechezkel, where it comes from to rise up on our toes for Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh. The Shulah and others expand to all the other lines of Kedusha as well. The image of the Baal HaTanya that we're stretching, we're striving, we're reaching, we're going higher and higher. It's an incredible image that every day when we say Kedusha, we don't want to be grounded. We don't want to remain on our level. We're not complacent. We haven't arrived, but we're going up, we're striving, and we're reaching. The Mishnah Berurah writes in Kuf Chaf Hei, Tzorach Lachavin B'Yosef B'Kedusha L'Kadosh Shem Yisbarach. Person has to have even extra special kavana when they say Kedusha. I'm pretty sure there's not a bracha in the Amida that we didn't find someone who says, this bracha, you have to have extra special kavana, and Kedusha is no exception. Mishnah Berurah tells us, V'schuz zeh yeshar alav Hashem Yisbarach Kedusha milamala. The more we are committed to sanctify down here, then Hashem will bestow us with sanctity from above. Yekayma, v'yechavin lekayma, apostol genitashti b'soch b'nei Yisrael. And a person should have in mind when saying Kedusha, they are fulfilling this obligation, this commitment to live a life that is a life al Kiddush Hashem. So we gave a several part introduction. Let's get into the words themselves. And this is an Ashkenazi minion, so we're going to stick with the Ashkenazi Kedusha. Nikadesh Hashemcha Ba'olam. What do those words mean? Nikadesh is in the plural. We are making a pledge, a promise. Nikadesh. We will be a Kiddush Hashem. Where? Ba'olam. In the world. In the world that we're all part of, in our world, each of us are our own world. And what we're sanctifying is not Hashem, as we've shared several times in other contexts. We can't sanctify God. We can't. He's immutable. He's omniscient, omnipotent, infinite, perfect. There's nothing we can do to Him. What we can impact is His name. So therefore, the most we can do is a Kiddush Hashem or a Chilul Hashem. We impact His name, His brand, the way He's perceived, an experience in this world. We are His ambassadors. We are agents and representatives. So our promise is Nikadesh, we want to sanctify, but what? As Shimcha, His name, Ba'olam. The Sefer Ha'oras HaTfila says, Nefarsim Ba'olam Ha'idei Yisna'agaseinu, Shemidosav Yisparach Asher Nizmulu Ba'olam Ha'idei Pu'ulosav, Heim Mufrashas U'muvdalos Me'asagaseinu. What is it exactly that we do when we sanctify His name? It's a simple understanding, like the Gemara in Yuma we quoted the other night, is we want to bring other people closer to Hashem. When we act like a mensch, courtesy, honesty, integrity, derech eretz, then people say, I want to be connected to their God, to their religion. I want to be connected to what they stand for. But deeper than that, we know the concept of Kedusha, Rashi, the Ramban. Ramban's understanding of Kedusha is that which is mufrash and muvdal, that which is separate and that which is distinct, distinguished, that which is apart. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu reveals Himself in this world by being distinguished, separate, and apart from even mehasagaseinu, anything that we can understand, anything that we can know. We can't know the atzmus of Hashem. We can know what He's revealed to us, His diary, the Torah HaKadosha, and through the study of His world. But Himself, we can't know. But kasher mezgala ba'olam tuva yizbarach, v'urasa yizbarach, amitusa yizbarach, udoma, omek vehekev midos eila, lamala mehasagaseinu. So that's nikadesh eshimcha ba'olam. What we want the world to know is that you can't know God. What we want the world to know is that in a world of AI, in a world of internet, in the information age, with access to terabytes, I don't know, they're up to the next, I don't even know what the next word is bigger than terabyte. But in a world, the information age, where everything's at your fingertips, where we can know everything, there's one thing we can't know, we'll never know, and that is Hashem. Nikadesh, He's kadosh, He's mufrash, and He's muvdal. All we know is what He reveals, but we can't know in His essence. And then we compare that. We will sanctify His name by making that well known. The same way the Malachi Marom speak about His Kedusha. The same way the angels speak about how separate and apart and different and distinct Hashem is, we are as well. How do you understand the word Keshem? Just like the angels, B'Shmei Marom, just like they speak about and praise and represent and advocate for Hashem up there, we accept responsibility to do that down here. So the Sefer Aras HaTfilah has two different understandings of the word Kishem. First possibility is, Kishem Shemalachim Malam Akdishin Oso Kach Anu Nikdashenu. The same way they do, we will. Parallel. We'll imitate. We'll do the same thing they do. But the second is, Ba'osa Ofen Shem Akdishim Shenot L'mershuz Zeh Mizeh V'nos L'mershuz Zeh L'zeh. It's not that Kishem means we'll sanctify God the way they sanctify Him. What we mean is that the mechanism, the method, the methodology, we're going to imitate. And what's the methodology of the angels? Bekara zel zeh. They turn to one another. They do it in collaboration. They do it with permission. They do it teamwork and together. The same way they're notno reshuz zeh mizeh v'nosno reshuz zeh lazeh. That's the kishen. That the greatest sanctification we can make of Hashem's name, we'll continue with this tomorrow night, is to collaborate, is to get together. Is there a greater way to honor parents than to get together, than when children are together, when they unite, when they stand for the same thing what the parent cares about? When children collaborate to advance the very life mission of the father, there's nothing that could bring a greater nachas ruach. So the second understanding, the taitch of kishem, is not just they sanctify him up there, we sanctify him down here. But the kishem, the same way they do it with partnership and collaboration and with unity and with achdus, we are committed to do the same thing in the same way. We'll pick up with it tomorrow night.